Julian, what's up, buddy?
Not much. What was the student not allowed to bring to school? Candy or something?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What do you think of that? I mean, you're an athlete. You're in good shape. You think kids ought to be able to eat candy at school?
You know, I go both ways on it. You know, like, the kids are getting kind of big these days, and the exercise, the video games, the social media, all that stuff, taken away from their playtime. So, I don't know. Like, I don't have a kid yet. So. Yeah.
Well, don't we want big kids so we can build big offensive linemen?
I mean, that's usually in Ohio and, like, you know, middle America. You get those big old country-fed, you know, linemen. But yeah. I don't know about Mass. I think we got to stick to, like, quarterbacks and, you know. Maybe cut down on the Skittles and add a apple.
Oh, yeah, have an apple. Have some kale. Why not? Let's take
love Skittles.
Hey, can I ask you? Everybody wants to know why you left Tom hanging the other day during the game. Have you seen that YouTube video yet?
No, I haven't. It's just been all over everywhere. But
what's crazy. Up? The guy wanted to congratulate you, shake hands, you walk right by. I mean, what's up with that?
The only thing, I didn't see him. B, I think it was probably right before a punt return or something. So, like, I was getting all fired up and, like, I didn't even see him. So, everyone's making it. And you never know at the TV angles how close I actually was, this, that. I mean, it cracks me up to see how everyone's been reacting to it. But, you know, it's unbelievable to tell you the truth.
Have you guys talked about it? I mean, has he lit you up? Is he giving you the hey,
I got it on Sunday night from one of my buddies, and I sent it right to him, and I was like, yeah, bro, I guess I'm just too sick for you, and he's over here busting me up, you know. So I texted to him immediately, just to let him know, you know.
Just for the record, Julian, do you have a legit nickname? Is J-E okay? Well, I've been taking some serious heat, man.
Yeah, some guys that they don't like when we call you J-E.
I don't care. I think it's kind of cool, whatever. It's, yeah. You know, nicknames are usually made by other people, so, yeah. You know, I got a bunch of them, and, you know, I know LB calls me J.E.
Yeah, exactly. That's cool because we're buds. Yeah, so
that's
AAF.
That's what it is, you know. Yeah, I call Hillman Hilly.
Yeah,
Hilly.
You call me Hilly. Yeah. That's Hilly. You know. What? What's
I
wrong with that?
I call Baz. Baz.
Douche. You call me douche.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Rex Ryan has reportedly told his players no sex before this game, so they get ready for the New England Patriots.
Biggest
misconception. Will you be participating in anything like that? Does Bill have any restrictions on what you can and can't do before Sunday?
Well, I actually saw on ESPN the sports science behind that, and technically you release more testosterone if you do that. So
is that true?
You know, I don't.
Yes.
I that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think that we're going to be practicing that. I don't know. Coach hasn't mentioned anything about that. We're more worried about,
Okay,
you know, preparing for the schemes of the Jets instead of, you know, talking about nonsense like that.
That doesn't come up at the team meeting?
Nah, it didn't come up in the team meeting.
I was reading this thing about Steve Jobs yesterday, and he used to like tantric sex, but he would never take it to completion because he wanted to have energy for his work. So, but like you said, sports science proved that it's better that way. So here's a texter wants to know if you like when Brady calls you Jules.
That's been a nickname growing up my whole life. You know, Jules, family Jules. You know, so I've heard that for a while.
Massive Jules.
So it doesn't really. I mean, it is what it is.
It is, yeah. It is what it is.
Are you? How about this? How much fun are you having? You're in a contract year. You're a major target for Tom Brady and the offense. And you guys are 5-1. Is it exciting that you're building for your future?
You know, it's exciting that we're 5-1. But you know, ultimately, as you know, as you know, professional athlete, you know, you can't really think about it, you know?
Thanks for the compliment,
but you know, I mean,
thanks for the compliment.
It could be different in hockey, but, I mean, in football, we have such limited amount of games, and there's such a vested battle each week that you think about other stuff, and it just takes away time for you preparing and getting ready for the next game. It's you know, they hear us say it all the time that you got to move on, but you realistically have to move on, whether it's good or bad, because you don't have time for, you know, that kind of stuff. It's so fast. Everything's constantly moving, and, you know, games are won through preparation. So that's what you have to do, and that's what I try to do.
Hey, listen, as a snappy dresser, I would like to know if you would rate Tom's post-game sweater on a scale of 1 to 10 last week.
You know, Tom's always dressing to the nines, man. Anyone who says that's not a cool sweater, I mean, the guy kills it. I mean, it's Tom Brady. Whatever he wears.
Pretty funny. Logan Mankin just said he should burn it.
Yeah, Mankin said he should burn it, and Jay said,
I agree with
Jules that I think it's pretty snappy. It's snazzy. As my mom used to say, it was snazzy.
Yeah. Logan's in a different category. My guy over there comes rolling in a Carhartt looking like a stud, too, though. So, I mean, it's all on the two yards.
That's true. All right. Well, listen, as LB said, congrats on the season so far. You are, by the way, you continue to be one of the best punt returners in NFL history, and that's going to be big on Sunday. So good luck down there, and we'll talk to you again, all right?
All right, fellas. I got to see you soon, too, Hilly.
Yes, Hilly. We need to have some. I'm going to the game Sunday, so I don't know. Maybe you can slide me on
signal.
Maybe I can hop on the team plane on the way back or something.
Well, you know, it'd be great.
Talk to the fellas post game if you want.
Have no pool when it comes to that kind of stuff, so don't ask me.
Jules, okay. You know, it'd be cool.
Shot right down.
High five him?
No. Maybe early in the tilt, you could let Hillman run a couple of routes.
Yeah. How about that? What about that?
You're gonna have to ask Mr. Kraft on that.
All right. I'll work
Bill.
On that. But Let's get it. We'll get ourselves some dinner soon. All right, buddy.
All right, buddy. I'll see you guys.